Today is Daf Samach Vav. We are on Samach Hei Amid Beis. We're by the Gemara, but we'll say the Mishnah one more time. Here we go. Berishona, originally, Hayu Omrim, they would say, Hayotze Bakolar, if someone's going out to be killed, Va'omar, and he said, Kitzvu get li'ishti, write a get for my wife, Hare'il yichtivu v'yitnu, we're going to write it and also deliver it, even though he didn't say that. He didn't say deliver it. So maybe he just wants to have a get written for a reason. Sit around. He's being killed soon. Yeah. Then they also said, even if a guy's going on a journey, going away for a long time, going away, whatever it is. Yeah, and he says, kitzvu, he means to give it as well. Even if someone's sick. Gneva was going out to be killed. When he was going out, Amalahu, he said, Arba Meyazuzi, 400, give 400 zuz, l'Rabbi Avina, to Rabbi Avina, mechamra dinahar panya, from the wine, right, that I have in a certain place called nahar panya. What does he mean by that? Give 400 zuz of the wine. I'm not sure what he means by that. The Gemara is not going to be sure what he means by that. But that's what he said. Then we give him 400 zuz, do we give him the wine? What are we giving him exactly? Not sure. The Gemara is also not sure. However, okay, you'll see in a minute. Rav Zeira said, now this person said it about Rav Avina, right? So, Rav Zeira, Dara Rabbi Avina, Lesilsilei, let Rav Avina pick up his basket. And go to Rav Huna his Rebbe, because Rav Huna is going to say that that works, right? V'amr Rav Huna, even though there was no kinyan, gito kimatanaso, a get is just like a gift. Ma matanaso, just like a gift. Im amad choser, if you get up and get healthy, you retract, right? A gift given in contemplation of death is only valid if the person dies. Af gito im amad choser. So too, if he doesn't get killed for whatever reason, there's a pardon at the last minute, or he's sick, he's on a deathbed, and he has some miraculous recovery. So too, it retracts. Don't get. Also, umad gito af agaftalo.
He's got to be a geish. You have to say he's got to be a geish. Why? Because he could get better in 3 months from now, and she could get married in that time.
I that's a detail. I don't know. Umad gito af agaftalo pireish. Just by a get, even though you don't specify. Kivan da amar kisvu, he said to write it. Af agav de lo amar tenu, even though you didn't say tenu. Af matana, so it is still a good matana. Kivan da amar tenu. Kivan da amar tenu, af agav de lo kanu mine. He said give, but there's no kinyan. That's the case of the matana. It's going out to be killed. Give him what's his name, the wine. There's no kinyan. But it's just like when a guy says, write again for my wife, and he didn't mention to give it. Same story. Therefore, this Rav Avina just got a big windfall. But got a big gift, according to everything we just said. Now, Maskevle Rav Ava, 1 second. Ima matana yeshna l'achar misa. A matana can be effective after misa. Can. Af get yeshna l'achar misa? Can a get be after misa?
No.
So how could you compare the two cases? Right. They're not really the same. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, what are you talking about? Bishloma matana isi lacha misa. Thank you. A matana could be after misa. Ela get lacha misa miyika. Such a thing as a get after misa?
Well, it's a get in contemplation of death.
So what? Fine. But once a person dies, you can't give a get.
I understand that. But he wants to give it because he's dying.
However, once a person dies, you can give a matana. So the Gemara asked a question. And the answer didn't answer the question. We just repeated it. Right. We just repeated the words. We didn't explain it. So what's the answer? Right? So Rashi says, La'acha misa mi'ika, because la'acha shemes mi megarsha, can you divorce a woman after you're dead? Umishas misa huzkaka li'ibam. The minute she the minute the husband dies, yibum kicks in.
Right.
How could you compare a gift to a get? Because if there's a get after misa, let's say such a thing, what's wrong with a matana after misa? Nothing.
Nothing.
What about a get after Misa? Well, one second. The minute the husband dies...
They're not married.
No.
Yibum kicks in.
But they're not married.
Why aren't they married?
Because he's dead.
But he said... I understand. But what'd he say? I want her to be divorced only after I die.
So as soon as he dies...
As soon as he dies...
You can't be divorced if you're not married.
Correct. Can you give a gift? I want this gift to take effect only after I die.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So that's the difference. Rashi really says the whole thing. It says the Chazon Ish, one second. What about Yerusha? How can you say a gift is chal after Misa if not for the gift is Yerusha? How could you say a get chal after Misa if not for the get is Yibum? What's the difference between a Yerusha and a get? It's the same thing. Something else is happening that prevents the whatever you wanted to take effect when you're alive. After I die, it should take effect, right? What's a brilliant Chazon Ish?
Yeah,
because everyone here said, it's very good. Right. It's a good distinction, right? It's a good distinction. By a get, how can it get bichal after Misa? The minute you die, Yibum kicks in. You want to tell me you have kids? There's no Yibum? Fine, that's true. That is true. However, in theory, there's something else pulling the woman. So in theory, there's something else pulling the money, which is the Yarshim. The minute someone dies, Yarshim kick in. Okay, you want to undo that? So why should I undo that?
Well, if you undo it, you do the same thing.
Get it doesn't work.
No, but I'm saying you do the same thing with Zika. You say there are no brothers. There's no Zika situation.
What?
You could say, I'm saying, just like...
But you're saying when it doesn't apply. I'm saying, what if it does apply?
So if you break it down into a simpler level...
Yeah.
Yeah, all you're getting is kinyan. It's being called something. It's kinyan.
Right.
The quirk on the whole situation is if she happens to be set up for Yibum afterwards.
Right.
That's the exception to the rule. That's not the rule.
Okay, that's what Rashi said. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rashi picked that answer. There's other
answers.
What?
Because the Yashim is the same thing as somebody else getting a present. They're being called as something else. That's it. It's very simple. The only quirk to the whole thing is if they happen to not have any children, the Yibum kicks in.
Right.
That's the only situation that's different. That's the exception to the rule. That's not the rule.
Well, if somebody's on his deathbed and he says, after I die, give this $100 to that guy as a gift.
It works.
It works. Forget about Yarshim. He said before he dies, Sabal
wants
to give it to...
So what? I want
to
give you... I want to give a get. But I don't want to give chal when I die.
I understand the get.
So why doesn't that work? So Rashi said because of Yibum.
Yibum, yeah. I understand get. But for Matana, it's a different story. Matana, he's allowed to leave Sabal that he's leaving Matana for somebody else.
How does he get it?
Doesn't go in.
How does he get it?
How does he get it?
The recipient.
No.
But the minute the husband died,
the Yarshim gives it to him.
No. The Yarshim own it themselves. The answer to the Chazon Ish is you're able to do something with a gift which you can't do with the get, which is you can give a gift now. I'll give you now my field. Now you have the rights to use my field. Right. But when I die, your mama's going to own it.
Okay.
Since you can pull the stunt like that with a gift, which you can't do with a get, they're different.
Because it's an exception.
So it's different. It's different than... It's not an exception. So it's only two cases. It's only two cases. Get and gifts. So which one's the exception? Which one's the rule? I don't know. What's the rule? What's the exception?
Gets the exception.
So you're saying the gets the exception now. Really? A gift? I can give you a gift.
The gift is the same as Yerusha.
Oh, so I can give you a gift now. You have the right to my field. Do you own it? No. But you have all the rights. When I die, you own it. So the Yarshim have a tie-in on that?
Sure.
No, they don't. They don't.
According to you, he has a tie-in on
it. I'm telling you, according to the halacha.
You said he has a tie-in, because all he's doing right now is based on what you're saying. All he's doing right now is lending this guy a
He didn't say that.
Doesn't make a difference according to what he said. He said the jet also. It doesn't make any difference. If you're telling me that something else can kick in, that we have a process that kicks in, then Yarshim also soon.
I'm trying to answer it.
Until I die. But I can't say that because it's
I'm telling you what the Shitas HaKadmon and Mechtzive Yad explained. Right. And they said that since
you have. I lost the argument.
That since you have the right to give a gift while you're alive,
right,
and it can continue after death.
That supersedes the Yarshim. Part of the Yerusha is that it kicks in right away.
What?
Part of the Yerusha.
That what? That it doesn't kick? That the Yarshim don't get it?
That the Yarshim don't get it.
Right. How does that work? Everything has to have a mechanism. How does that work?
Right.
Because you can give it while you're alive. Right. You can't give a get while you're alive. It's partly chal now, partly chal when I die. No such thing.
Get tonight.
No such thing. Therefore, you can't give a get achar misa. But a gift, there is such a thing. You can do that in two types of stages. Now, how does that work exactly? I'm not 100% sure. How do you cheat the Yarshim out like that? There's such a thing. So therefore, you can't give a matana after misa. The Gemara didn't give an answer. The Gemara just repeated the words. Now I explain it all.
Okay.
Ella, Rabbi Ava Hachik Akashale. Now here, you're right. It's all good. It's all true. Here was his question. Matana Shchiv Meira, b'miksas hi. But we have a rule that a Shchiv Meira is only chal when he gives gifts, if he gives all his gifts away, all his possessions away. Because if he doesn't give all his possessions away, he doesn't really think he's going.
Oh, right.
No, right? So what kind of thing is that? Then you have to have real kinyan. So how can a guy be being taken out to be killed? I'm only giving part of it. I still think the governor is going to come with a pardon. How could that be? So how does this work? Matana shchimra mitzas boy kinyan. Right? You need your kinyan. There was no kinyan here. Michlal, the Rav Huna suffer, lo boy kinyan. You want to tell me the Rav Huna holds, you don't need a kinyan? Vokaimel and boy kinyan. It's not true. Everyone holds you need a kinyan. Unless he's giving away everything. So, Shani Hacha, it's different over here. The mitzvah, machmas misa hu. It's mitzvah, machmas misa. What does that mean? Right? Because it's not because he's on his deathbed. That's different. Not on his deathbed. On his deathbed, true. If you don't give all your gifts away, you don't really think you're going to die. Here, he's being taken out to be executed. We're going to... be taken out to be executed. There's no pardon anymore. It's all that's over. So yeah, even if he gives partially, why doesn't he give the rest of it? If he does want his kids to get some Yerusha, it'll work. It's different than a guy that's sick.
Well, what's the mitzvah aspect?
What? So it's a mitzvah to listen to him.
Oh.
Michlal, derav ava savar, mitzvah machas misa boy kinyan. But the one who asked the question and said, well, how could this be?
Mitzvah.
Okay. The mitzvah machas misa boy. We listen because... because why? Because he's being killed. That's not this guy sick. So, but the one who asked the question didn't hold from that. He said, well, what's going on here? He's not giving all his gifts away. He knew he's being killed. Baha Kaimala and the low boy Kenyan. No one argues on that. No one argues on this point. Ella, Rabbi Avo, Hachi Kokashali. Here's what was his question, which I started off Monty. Chamer lo kamer. He didn't say, I want to give him wine. Dume chamer lo kamer. He didn't say, I want to give him the value of wine. That's not what he said. He said, Mechamra ka'amar. Give him $400 from the wine. What does that mean? So he said, what does that mean? That was his kasha. What does that mean? Ve'edach, you know what it means? Mechamra k'de liyafos es kocho. He gave him, he said it like that, that the recipient should win on all angles. What if the wine turned sour? You still get $400. What if the wine went up in value and it's worth even more? Then you get more, even more. I want the recipient to win. So I'm telling him $400 from the wine. And if the wine's worth less, then the yarshim have to kick in more.
Right. So it's all about the socher.
Right. I want to cover all my bases when I'm giving this gift. Shalchem mitam michamer kedeli afas es kocho. I want him to know that I want this guy to benefit. Okay. Next, Misha. That was the easy part of today's stuff. Because other base is not easy. Misha yomushlach labar. If somebody's thrown into a pit, it doesn't mean a pit. It can mean a dungeon. Any types of these situations, it's not coming out of there. The Omar, kol hashomea es kolo. Whoever hears my voice, yichtov get leishto. Please write a get for my wife. He doesn't even know who they are. He can't even see them. Hari elu yichtovu v'yitnu. You can give it, you can write it, and deliver it. Right? One second. V'leichosh shema shadehu. Maybe the person in the pit is a shade, not a human being. Such a question. Amar Yehuda. If you think it's not a question, the entire daf on Friday is about Shadim.
Wonderful.
From beginning to end, it's about Shadim.
We think a human voice is a demon?
What? Yeah. You don't know who it is. It's way down in the dungeon. You don't see the person. Maybe it's a shade. Shadim are not subject to the rules of divorce. So you don't even, what are you wasting your time? Who are you going to deliver it to? Right?
Wait, is the shade impersonating the person? Is that
yeah. Right? Yeah. Or just a shade. I don't know exactly what the question is. Amr of Yehuda, Kisharalo Demus Adam. No, it looks like a person.
Oh.
You can see it's about a person down there. So inunami idmai idmu. A shade can look like a person. A shade can look like a person. We're going to have it on Friday. About Shlomo HaMelech. The entire daf is about Shadim.
I would think the person inside the pit is normal, but you're talking to a shade.
Could be. It could be the pshat. Anyway, That's hard because now the chazile babua. Yeah. No, you see the shadow. You see the shadow of the person. So inhunami isle babua. Inhunami. What do you mean a shade? Inhunami isle babua. A shade also has a shadow. Yeah. The chazile babua de babua. No, you see the shadow within the shadow. That a shade doesn't have. What's a shadow within the shadow? I don't know. There's a Rashi in Yevamos that says that there are certain times when a person has like two shadows. I don't know what that means. It's not an easy Gemara here. That's all I can say. Vidilma, Vidilma nam is ini nami islu. Maybe they also taka have a shadow within it. How do you know she doesn't have that? See, because Amar Vichanina lamadati Yonasan bini. So it says here, Yonasan bini, Yonasan my son. There's another Gemara where this appears, where it says Yonasan shade. Yonasan the shade told me, not my son. It's a different girsa. Babua islu. No, a shade has a shadow, but babua di babua leslu. But a shade doesn't have a shadow of a shadow. So that ends that discussion. It can't be a shade. Vidilma tsarahi. Maybe it's the tsara. Maybe it's the co-wife who is so excited now that the other co-wife will not be divorced, right? Even though, let's say, she's never getting out of there. So what? That's how they are.
She's in the pit.
She's in the pit. So she says, "Go, I'm Reuven. Give a wife to Leah." And she's Rachel down there, right?
Either way, a demon.
Either way, a demon, right? And then, of course, it's Huadin, the other five, all the five women that want, like, a mother-in-law. Maybe it's a mother-in-law.
Even more likely.
Right? Maybe it's a mother-in-law. So, Tana, the baby, Shmuel, B'shas HaSakana, Kosvin V'nosin, Afal Pisha in Makirin. If it's a Shas HaSakana, we'll do this even if we don't even know who it is. We're not 100% sure who it is. Rashi says, I'm not sure why we do this, right?
What's the downside if you didn't give it a get? If he's going to die, she'll get no money.
So Rashi says, Kigon, Zeh, Shemesukon Lamus, about to die, V'imlo Achshav Emasai. If not now, then when? I don't know what does Rashi mean by that exactly. What is exactly the answer?
If he's not going to get the gift, when is he going to give the gift? If he doesn't get to do it now, when is he going to do it? That's what it seems that was Rashi saying.
But the question was, maybe it's someone else in the bar trying to ruin the wife. Right? So the answer is no, it's just child. I'm not sure what the answer is exactly. Not sure what the answer is.
Quick question on the this whoever this is in the bar. She come, your husband instructed me to give you a get. We heard him from a bar.
Right.
At a bar. He went to Japan. He's not at the bar. The woman says, "Wait, what? How's he?"
How we wouldn't believe her if she said that.
What do you mean?
I don't think we'd believe her if she said that. If never had it, yes, Miss Mazakla. If two Adam walk into a woman's house and say, "Here's your get."
Yeah.
So where'd you get this from? Yeah. I got it from your husband. Where was he? Down the block. No, he's not. He's in Japan. That's such a thing. Don't believe her. How does she know? Right?
She just poked him yesterday in the hole.
Okay, so he pulled a fast one on you. I tell you the truth. I don't know the parameters of this halacha, like, because how do you know it's that guy or not? So the Gemara asked that question. I'm not sure what the answer is. But people did that?
Somebody made a phone call.
Really? To divorce his wife?
Yeah, she recognized his voice. I understand. It doesn't make a difference.
Called his wife, and then he called the Rav so his wife would not be in the Guna.
But that's not Guna. That's not for Yibum.
Well, whatever.
That's the different story.
But that was the same reason. It's the same.
He called his wife while the problem was going down.
You're not finding the person. He's in the pit.
Right.
It's the same thing.
I hear.
And also, it's the Bonowitz.
Okay. Habari. Now a healthy person. A healthy person. Sha'amar, kisvu get l'ishti. Write a get for my wife. Right? Ratza l'sachek ba. He just wants to torture her. Really means to play with her, to kid with her. What's he doing? She sees that everyone's coming to write a get. She's all nervous. They're just fooling around. He's not going to give it. That's what the Mishnah says. He's a bari, he's a healthy person. Right? Well, exactly. Maisa babari echad, there was once a healthy person. Shamar kisvu gedle ishti. He went up to the... Now, what kind of person does that, right, again, just for no reason? That's such a normal thing to do, right? What kind of mission is this? Right? Right? So the Rashash says, no, the case is talking about where a guy wrote a get, and then he went on a journey. So maybe that's a case of he really meant to give it. But like we had in the previous Mishnah, but he forgot to say it. Because he was all preoccupied, so he forgot to say it. So maybe in such a case, will Taka give it? No. When it's clear that it wasn't meant to be given, it's not given. It's also a difficult Mishnah. Now the Gemara has a story where they get the opposite halacha. Maisa b'boriecha, j'amar kitzvuget l'ishti. A guy's a healthy person, write a gift for my wife. Follow l'rosh agag v'nafal, and he went up to the roof and he died. Amar b'shir megamlil, 1 second. Im me'atz v'nafal, if he jumped off, ended his own life, haray ze get. Obviously, it's a get. Why is it a get? Because obviously, he was all he was all preoccupied, right. And he forgot to say give it. Im ruach tachas. If it was an accident, then ain't no get. It's not a get. Why not? Because then the first half of the mission applies. Oh, right. He was just kidding around. Happens to me. An accident happened. So the Gemara says, Maisa Lister. The story has nothing to do with the first half of the mission. That contradicts it. No. Chesuri Machzor v'Hachi Ketani. Im hochiach sofal tchilaso, if the end of the story supports the beginning, hareza get. Then we added those words. Umay senami, there's a story, bebar, yishamar kisvagel ishti, vashlo rozagag, v'nafav, v'meis, samar shir megandil, im yatsman nafav, hareza get. If he jumped off, it's a get. Why? Because then the end proves the beginning. He didn't want it to fall to Yibim, but he can't live anymore, for whatever reason. So, write a get for my wife. He forgot to say to give it, of course we give it.
You don't
get
he's not of sound mind.
So that.
He's
so
like
a
shimmera.
What?
He's
no. He's a shota. He's a shota. Yeah. Right? Depressed. So it's depressed. So that doesn't mean you're a shota. That halachic shota. Right? It's a fine line. Right? Like in America, anytime you kill somebody, oh, he was insane. Who else does that? That's not a standard. That's not a standard of what means shota is. Right? Im haruach tochaso ain't a get. And if there was an accident, then it's not a get. Hahu gavra da'ola gabe kinishta. Listen to this. This story has nothing to do with anything. Hahu gavra, there was this guy, da'ola be kinishta, he went into shul, ishkach, or yeshiva, ishkach mikri yunuka ubre, he saw a rebbe, and the rebbe's son, who's an adult, he's over bar mitzvah, and the yasvi in a shachwini gabayu, and another guy, another Talmud. So, amalahu betre minaychu kisvu get le debisu. Two of you write a get for my wife. Two of you. Which two? He didn't say. So, lebasov, shkiv mikri yunika. The Rebbe died. Mi mashu inas bra shlucha b'makam abba olo. So, did the guy mean to appoint a son in front of a father or not? Right? Rav Nachman amar lo mashu inas bra shlucha b'makam abba. No, nobody does that. And therefore, you don't have two people. However, Rav Papi Amar Mal Mashvu Inish brought Shalucha Makam Abba. A person would do that. Amar Rava Hilchasa Mashvu Inish Bra Shliach B'Makam Abba. You can do that. Okay.
What? One person can't write it.
What? No, you need two Adim. Yeah, so two Adim. So who are the two? These two. Well, but the father died. Did he mean to make the son and the father standing right there? A little slap in the face of the father. Not a problem. Okay, now we're just starting a brand new Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph. You came for the meat and potatoes of today's daf. Omer l'shnayim tenu get l'ishti. A guy says to two people, write a get for my wife. So does he mean that Reuven's going to write the first word, then Shimon writes the second word, then Reuven writes the third? Is that what he means? That's not what he means. So Rashi says, the bottom Rashi here, Afal gaf delo amar kisvu v'tenu. He didn't say write it. Here's opposite. He just said to give it. He didn't say to write it. Hare elu yachtemu be'atzman. They could still write it, of course, and sign it. Velo yomru le'edim acherim lachtom. They don't have to appoint other edim to sign it. Right? Why? Delav bezdin minuhu. This is very, very important, this concept. It's almost hair splitting. When a guy says to two people, do me a favor, give a get to my wife. Then he leaves. Well, who's writing it? Scratch the heads. Who's writing this get that we should give it? Should we have other people write it? The Gemara is going to ask, can you have a sofer? You don't know how to write it. Can you have a sofer do it? The Gemara is going to answer that question in a second. Right? But here Rashi is saying that The lav bezdin minuhu. He didn't appoint the bezdin letzavos al achirim to make other people. Right? I'm having a committee. Your committee is in charge of giving my wife a get. How you get that done? It's up to you guys. You can have other people write it. You can hire. I don't get. That's not what's going on here. Ella edim shavenu. He made them edim. Uba gemara mefarish al ksav haget im yichol letzavos lesofer. The gemara is going to ask, well, can they appoint someone else to write it? Right? Acha lichtov ohem atzum tzarichin lichtov. Well, the mamash have to write it themselves as well. So they have to learn. So that's the first case of the Mishnah.
How do we know that he didn't give him a physical get that he had in his house?
What?
How do we know he didn't physically give him a get?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, why can't we just take it literally?
What?
Take it literally that he gave them a get to physically give. And that maybe.
So Tosfos is sort of going to ask your question in about 15 minutes. Sort of going to ask it. Okay? So just stay tight. O l'shlosha, right? The answer is because, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is because all this Gemara is going to hold like Rabbi Lazar, that Adam is Sira Karsi. Okay. So it has to be that everything was done in front of Adam. So Gemara is going to ask, well, didn't Rabbi say you find the get in the garbage, you can just hand it to a woman? We're not hold like Rabbi. That's going to be the answer. Anyway, Amal l'shnayim t'nu get l'ishti. O l'shlosha, kishvu get v'tenu l'ishti. Now here it says, or to three, write it and sign it and deliver it. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. Now they can.
One's a sofer.
What?
Because one will be the sofer and write it. Yeah, now you have one to write it and to aid him.
No, the point is, they cannot designate other people to do it.
He said the three people.
What?
So one of them is going to write it, and two of them are going to be the Adam.
That's what you say. That's not what the Gemara. I'm not talking about that. We're not talking who's actually writing it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about can they appoint other people to do it? Yes, three is a bezdin. But that, when Rashi before said bezdin, he didn't mean a formal bezdin. What he meant was, this answers your question. There is no get here. There's no get. So when the husband says to somebody, "Do me a favor, write a get." Look, Amal l'shlosha. A guy says to three people, in the next case, Tenu get l'ishti. Write a get for my wife. Hare elu yomru l'achayrim. They can have other people do it. V'yichtivu b'bnei sha'asan bezdin divrei Reb Meir.
Made them a bezdin.
What's the difference? What's going on here? Right? What's going on here is as follows. It's a very, very hair-splitting concept. The concept is, when I tell you, in a minute, he's going to say, you can tell the whole bezin in Yerushalayim, 71 people. When I tell you, I want you to write a get and deliver it to my wife. Where's the get? It's not here yet.
Right.
It doesn't exist yet. Can you now go have other people do it? The answer is no. Why not? Because when I told you to do something, I didn't give you a job to do. I didn't give you a physical thing to do. I just spoke to you. And merely words cannot be given over to shliachs. What's the difference between if I said write a get and I said here's a get, sign it? Because a get's a physical document. Then, I don't want to do that. I'll have him do it. You know, or I'll give you a piece of paper. And hey, write it up. So we're going to have a whole discussion about where the Baal says I want Edim, you can't have other Edim. But putting that issue aside, words are just words. And words can't be effectuated with a shliach, with another shliach. Therefore, top of the page, O l'shlosha, kisvu get v'tenu l'ishti, hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. Only they could do it, right? Why? Because the Baal didn't give them a physical get. Rather, all he did was speak to them.
So this is not a case, in this case, we don't say shliach nasa shliach?
No. You can't say shliach nasa shliach because it's only words.
Okay.
Right? It's only words. Words can't be given over to a shliach. Right? The words are, it's only the words. What were the words? The words were to do something. We'll just stop talking. Write a get, deliver it. That's all what he said to do. But there's no koach of a shliach to appoint it further down the line because it's just words. Okay?
Not
no.
Why?
Because I'm not sure why. So in a minute, the Chasam Sofer is going to say, because all the makoros of shlichus are a physical item. Take off truma for me. Give a get. There are three makoros of shlichus. Kedusha, kodshim, bring an animal for me or something. Gerushin and truma. All that are physical things.
Right.
But if I tell you, I want you to do something, and just, but there's no physical item here. It's not the same thing, and therefore you can't give it over to a further shliach.
So why in the case of shlosha
tru
get l'ishti, they can give it to somebody else?
Ah, amar l'shlosha tru get l'ishti. Here's the get. Hari elu yomru la'acherim v'yichtevu neisha ason bezin divrei Reb Meir. Yeah, about the Rashash has a tzarchin on this Reb Meir. What's the difference?
Right.
I'm not sure. The zu halacha held Rabbi Chanina ish ono beis hasurim. This halacha was told over by Rabbi Chanina when Rabbi Kiva was in jail. Mekubalani barmer l'shlosha tenuket l'ishti shiyamru lachem v'yichtegu b'nei shasom bezdin. Somehow, when you make a bezdin, that's not a shliach. That's a bezdin. The rules change.
So by saying tishvuket, he's specifically saying shlichum not edim.
Exactly. You're shluchim slash edim and not a bezdin,
not a bezdin,
and therefore you can't have someone else do it. But if I convene a bezdin and I tell you to do it, then you can do whatever you want. Like I said, you're making a committee, and I want you people to get it done.
By just saying it's new, you're saying I'm accepting you as a bezdin.
Right. Amar Abiyosi, nimnuhu l'shliach, that we told the shliach, af anu mikubalim, we have a tradition, afil amu bezdin agadol b'Yerushalayim, even if we tell all the whole bezdin in Yerushalayim, tenu get l'ishti, write a get for my wife. She yilmadu. They have to learn. Learn what? The Gemara is going to ask that question. V'yichtavu, v'yitnu. Why? Because this bezin of Yerushalayim, the 71 tzaddikim, are shliachs and they're not considered a bezin here. Amar la'asara, kitzvu utenu get l'ishti. If you tell 10 people, write it and deliver it. So that now we get to your case. Echad kosev. Well, only one has to write it. You don't have all 10 people sitting there writing it. Ushnayim chosin. You only have to have two sign it. Kulcham kitzvu. If I want all of you to write it, still only echad kosev, but bekulin chosman. But I will ten have to sign. Lafikach, it makes echad mehen harezek get batal. If one of them happens to die, there's no get.
Okay.
Why does the guy want 10 signatures? I don't know. That's what he said. You have to listen to his words. Now, Amrav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Shalchalem ibe Reb Shmuel, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, Amul Shnayim, kitzvu utenu get l'ishti. Right? V'amrula sofer, v'amrula sofer, v'kosev, v'chosmo, hein, mahu. This is the case. A guy says, I want you two to be in charge. Is it a case of a bezdin? No. Can they give it to some other people to do? No. They don't know how to write a get. So they hired a sofer. Or they asked a sofer. So is that a mutter? They're not really doing what the husband said, right? So Shalchilei, so he answered him back, Teitze, she's divorced. It's okay, she's divorced. Right, look at the Rashi, the first Rashi of the Gemara. Ha, Diktani, that which we said, Masnisan, Lichtivu Ba'atman, they have to write it themselves. Achasima Koi, does that mean on the Sim, on the Chasima? V'hacha Harei Chosmin, they take assigned it. Odilma Echtov Haget Koi, their mama has to write it also. So Shmuel answered, no, she's divorced. If they hired a sofer, she's divorced. However, Adar Tzarech Talmud, but we still need to still look into this matter. My Adar Tzarech Talmud, what does that mean? We have to look into the matter. Ilem Mishon Dehavili Mili, because it's Mili, right? They never received anything from the Baal. They never received a get. All they received was instructions. Instructions can't be given over to someone else. Umesafkale Mili Imamser and Lashliach Olamamser and Lashliach. Does Shmuel have a suffix about that? Can Mili be given over? No one has it. No one disputes that. Right? Rashi says, Elo Mimsarin, Upasal, and it would be Pasal. Dahacha, Mili Ba'alma Masalahu. He just gave them instructions. Ve'enon Chosrin, Vinimtsarin, Lesofer. They have no right to appoint the Sofer. Velo Dummy, listen to this. Velo Dummy, this is not the same thing. Demoser Get L'Shlucho, where a guy hands a get to a Shliach, Shiyacho Lachzer Velaso Shliach Acher. Where a guy can make another shliach. Hey, do me a favor, deliver this to my wife. Oh, I can't make it. You do it. No, you do it. That guy's you're allowed to do. Because I handed you the get. I handed you a physical item. If I just were, just instructions, you can't instruct someone else to do that.
Excuse me.
But yeah.
If they appoint a sofer, they can't do it. They have no choice.
Ah. So v'amar Shmuel. So could that be the case? No one holds you're allowed to give instructions. I umasapkale mili imimson l'shech ilo mimson l'shliach. V'amar Shmuel amar Rav halachik Reb Yosi. Everyone knows how. No one. Shmuel himself for sure didn't have a problem with that issue. Ella, rather, with Shmuel, hakami boyale. Here's what Shmuel's question was. Here's what his suffix was. He said she's divorced, but I have a suffix still. What does that mean? Hi kisvu. When the husband said to write it, I ksav yodon. Did he mean signatures? O ksav get? Or did he actually mean to write it? What did he mean?
But the chasima means the signature.
Oh, so one second. V'tifsho le mimas nisim. Let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. What did it say? Amar l'shnayim tenu get l'ishti. If a guy said to two people, give a get to my wife, o l'shlosha kisvu get v'tenu l'ishti, har'elu yichtavu v'yitnu. They write it, and then they sign it. So didn't the Mishnah answer the question? So Gemara says, no. He gufu kami boyale. That's the same question. We have the same issue. Kisvu ksav yadon hu, o ksav get hu. So pshita diksav gethu, it must be the get. Why? Because diktani, we said in the sefer, Amar Reb Yosi nimnu l'shliach af anu mikubalin afilu l'amr bezin agadol shabi Yerushalayim tenu get l'ishti sheyilmadu v'yichtavu v'yitnu la. They have to learn. What are they learning? I amrit bishlam ksav ya ksav agethu shaper. If you want to tell me that they mamish have to write it and they can't appoint a shliach, they don't know how to write it, let them go learn. The Mishnah said they have to learn how to write a get. They have to learn how to be a sofer, at least to write a get, and do it. That makes perfect sense. Eli Amr Dixav Yadanhu, it just means they have to sign it, and they can have someone else write it, and the expert. Can we have such a guy, the Sanhedrin Agadol, he doesn't know how to sign his name? He has to learn how to sign his name? So you're not going to like this answer. In, yes, Ika Beidina Charata. It was a new bastard. What exactly didn't they know how to do?
You don't have to know
70
languages,
but
not writing signature.
It's a hard answer. It's a hard answer. What does that mean exactly? Right? V'i sviralon. That's what the Gemara answers. So yes, we don't have an answer.
Right.
What did it mean when he said to write it? Did he mean they have to mamish write it? Or just have to sign it? V'i sviralon. Tahai ksuvu ksav yadanhu. And if it means that just a signature, ha ksav ha get kosher, and then if someone else writes it, it would be good? Right? Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav, Halacha Reb Yosi, Amar Mili L'Mimtzun L'Shliach. How could that be good? It's a Mili problem. Right? How could that be good?
Because it's different here.
What's different?
It's different because if he really wants to divorce his wife, he knows he needs a get, and a get needs to be written by a sofer.
Right.
So by saying to somebody, write, he's implying that, he needs to say...
That's what the Gemara is going to answer, in a nutshell. But one second, before we get to that answer, Tosfos here asks... But one second, didn't Reb Meir say if you find the get in the garbage, you can just hand it over to a woman, sign and hand it over?
Right.
The answer is we don't hold like that.
Right.
We hold like Rabbi Elazar that has to aid him and see Rakarti, right? So the Gemara answer is sort of basically what Marcel's going to say. Right? Amri isvirlan diksuvo ksav yadanhu ksav get nase kaomar imru. It's as if the husband said, "I allow you to have someone else write it." I'm telling you that I'm giving you permission. I know there's a mealy problem. I know that. But I'm telling you that it's okay to do this. Umode Reb Yosi ba'omar imru. And Reb Yosi agrees that in that case, that's okay.
Right.
Really, mealy instructions can't be given over to someone else. Just instructions. But like Marcel said, the guy that knows, who knows how to write a get? A sofer's not how to know. It's not people. So it's as if the husband said, of course you can have someone else write it. I want you two to be the Edom. That's what I want. That's okay. Now the Gemara says, "Umi mode Reb Yosi ba'omar imru." Is that even true? Fatnan ksav sofer ve'ed kosher. Okay, we're going to stop here because there's nowhere to end now. Now we're going to have a what?
You stop left.
Oh, really? Because now the Gemara is going to say when a person we might have a problem with this because when a person says this, what's going to happen? They're going to go to the sofer. And they're going to have the sofer write it up. And then the sofer's all excited. Can I sign it also? So they're going to let him sign it, not to embarrass him. That's not what the husband said.
No.
The husband said, you guys sign it. All right, I know you're not sofers, so you can let the sofer go write it. But you can't have him sign it. But that could lead to having a sofer sign it because you feel bad for the guy. You don't want to embarrass him. How come the husband didn't pick me? Right? Only pick you two. And that'll lead to, that's a disaster, right? The Gemara calls it a churban because that's not going to be a divorce now. It's a disaster, right? So because of all that, maybe we're not allowed this. Well, we're going to have to deal with that tomorrow. What? Maybe that wasn't for a get. So that's a good question. Okay, I'd have to look into that. Okay. So we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.